Hello there. My name is Terry Gorry from webdesigndublin.org. I'm also a solicitor and I use the internet marketing quite extensively in my new client acquisition and to develop my businesses on the internet through very, very cost-effective internet marketing techniques. I do this primarily through the WordPress publishing platform, and my website Web Design Dublin goes into in fair detail how exactly I do that. This series of audio MP3s will form a podcast which you can subscribe to and sign up to, and you'll be notified then of each new episode as it becomes available. Basically, the purpose of the podcast is to make our information available to people to listen to it at a time of their own convenience and choosing. For example, if you're driving to work or perhaps commuting on the dart or even out exercising, jogging or walking or whatever. Many people obviously don't have the time to consume a lot of text or a lot of written content, and this is just an alternative way for us to get our message out there as to who we help, primarily small business owners, and how we help them, primarily with the use of good websites created with the WordPress publishing platform. We'll be covering quite a lot of stuff in our podcast series, and primarily we'll be focusing on how we use WordPress and a particular technique called content marketing to allow you to develop your business. You do this by attracting visitors to your website, by building a relationship with those visitors, and by ultimately converting those visitors into clients or new customers. So there are essentially three aspects to contact marketing. Regardless of what business you're in, if you are the one who is providing useful, relevant, helpful information for your potential new clients who will be searching online for problems or for solutions to problems rather, you are much more likely to obtain new business. The alternative to or alternatives to content marketing would primarily involve the use of paid advertising in newspapers or radio. It would also include the likes of social media sites like Facebook and Twitter and so on. But in our view, these are poor alternatives and don't compare well to having a good, content-rich, helpful website of your own for your business. So in other episodes in our series, we're going to be looking at how you do this, how you create a good website for your business. We're going to be looking at the whole concept or notion of internet or online or digital marketing, and essentially how to build or attract visitors and fans to your website and ultimately convert those visitors into clients. Please subscribe to our podcast. Each new episode then will be notified to you, and you can listen to it then at a time of your choosing. And I think that you will find the information that we have to give you very useful and very helpful, because it's the very information that we use ourselves in our own businesses at Web Design Dublin and also at Terry Gorry and Company Solicitors to build our businesses, to build our professional solicitors practice and our web design company. So I hope you find it useful. Please sign up and subscribe. Thank you for listening to our first episode.